Breakfast with Kelly Gudgeon across the Pilbara and Gascoyne.
Now, we've all heard the horrific stories over the years of the impact of asbestos and asbestos-related diseases that the many men and women who lived and worked at Wittenoom in its heyday were impacted by. Thousands of people have died from illnesses caused by asbestos, and the Asbestos Diseases Society of Australia is attempting to get two memorials built to remember all of those people, one in Perth and one in the Pilbara. They have started a petition to the Western Australian Government to get some assistance to get the memorials built, and I spoke to the CEO, Melita Markey, to find out how it's going.
Look, we're looking for a permanent memorial. For many years, we've tried to have a formal acknowledgement of what is Australia's worst industrial disaster. Thousands of men, women and children have died from asbestos-caused diseases contracted in Wittenoom, and still more people are dying, particularly those who are casual visitors, children, and even some of the older workers. So it's still with us. It's still causing us problems. And we really need to acknowledge this. Particularly, it became a very big issue with the closing of Wittenoom Town finally and demolishing the road. A number of former Wittenoom residents, particularly Lenise Belotto, who runs a Facebook site called Lost Wittenoom, contacted us and said, look, we're losing a connection with our loved ones. We can't go back to the town. There's nowhere to memorialise. There's nowhere to really to physically grieve this horrendous thing that was done to us, because as it was proven in the courts, these people were deliberately poisoned. There was no protection. They knew and they weren't looked after. So their deaths were preventable and foreseeable. So there's a lot of hurt there, and it's something that really drives people. So in 2018, we talked to the Workers' Memorial, the CFMEU, and Unions WA, and we were able to place a memorial there for the workers. But the problem with that is, again, that isn't remembering workers. There's no real place to grieve, though, there. So it's become very pressing for a number of people, one, to have a reminder of what is Australia's greatest industrial disaster, and two, for people to go back and have a place to mourn their loved ones.
You talked there about the memorial, the Workers' Memorial, which was opened in 2018 at Solidarity Park in Perth.
Yes.
You're looking for an additional memorial in Perth and then one also in the Pilbara. Is that correct?
Yes. The Pilbara is incredibly important because so many people have been affected in the area, particularly the Banjima people, the local traditional owners, because in the very early days when the mine was opened by Lang Hancock, before it was taken over by CSR, what he used to do is he used to employ the local Banjima people. What he would do is a process called cobbing, where he'd use some explosives, blow up the rock, and usually women and children there would go up and gather the fibre up by hand and put it into sacks. So initially it was a very primitive operation, and then he got some mechanics and machinery into there and then sold it to CSR. But realistically, in 1943 to 1966, there were many investigations into that mine. You know, there wasn't proper extraction devices, workers weren't wearing masks, it was really shocking conditions. So not only, there was just a range of workers affected and individual women and children as well.
You're talking there about the town now is no longer existing, it's been taken off the map, you can't actually access the town itself. Whereabouts are you proposing that a memorial should be? Should it be somewhere within that location, or are you looking for somewhere else?
Well, what's been suggested to us is somewhere in Karajini, because that's sort of the gateway to that area. And it could also serve as a deterrent, because there are a number of tourists that are going off-road to try and get to Wittenoom. It's sort of adventure tourism to go there. So having a memorial there, we're hoping will discourage people foolish enough to do that. But also as a reminder to people in the area of the Pilbara that, you know, they were part of the development of Western Australia, but unfortunately they were sacrificed. And so we really need to have that there to acknowledge the people in the Pilbara that have made such great sacrifices. And in Perth, one of the areas we talked about also was Kings Park, being in the so easily centrally located, and also there's many memorials in Kings Park to fallen soldiers. We consider these fallen workers have died in the development of prosperity of WA.
How many people have you had sign the petition so far? Are you getting a lot of support for it?
Yes, we are. So we've only been going for a short time, and we've got over 2,000. We've got just 2,000 signatures now.
And you're planning on presenting it to the Western Australian Government?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
When are you likely to do that?
Well, we've got a meeting coming up in July, so we're hoping to talk with them about the possibility of getting some funding and to assist us in this process. And you know, not only assist us, but join with us. I think this is the issue. Wheatnam and the whole tragedy, no one really wants to acknowledge it. Because you have to remember, too, the minister from the Crown, Mr. Ernie Bridge, he was in charge. He was sent to Wheatnam to close it. That was his job in the 80s. And he contracted mesothelioma and passed away from doing that job, from visiting the town. What we'd like to see is the government join with us and build this beautiful memorial and acknowledge everybody. So to work as a team, that's what we'd love to see. Rather than just us going out there and pushing for it. And this is something we've been trying to do for 30 years and we've never really got a lot of traction with it.
Melita, how can people actually access the petition if they want to sign it?
They can go to our Facebook site, the Asbestos Disease Society of Australia, or they can go directly to change.org and search for Wheatnam Memorial, or they could go to our website.
Melita Markey, she's the CEO of the Asbestos Diseases Society of Australia, talking there about a petition they are getting a lot of support for to get a memorial built to honour the thousands of people who have died of asbestos-related diseases from their time at Wheatnam.